Friends, welcome back. Our subject, inventory optimization, and we now come to the last chapter of this subject, and chapter number 13, the name is Materials Requirement Planning, MRP, which is most interesting subject in this inventory optimization. Materials Requirement Planning. I will explain to you what is this Materials Requirement Planning. Okay, we have just mentioned this subject earlier, but in this chapter, we'll go in depth about what is Materials Requirement Planning. Operation of MRP, that is Materials Requirement Planning, is from sales management, you get the data. Inventory, what is inventory lying, that data is there. Bill of materials, that is what is the requirement for every engine or every vehicle, what is the requirement of that component, this information comes. Then what are the orders? MRP gives the orders and to purchasing and internal manufacturing. The orders are released to the purchasing, orders are released to the internal manufacturing to fulfill the customer orders. Taking the data from sales management, taking the data from inventory, taking the data from bills of materials, and then it releases the orders to purchasing and it releases the orders to internal manufacturing, and it is the computerized system. Main purpose of MRP is to ensure that a business will always have required amount and types of material at the right time without unnecessarily holding it in the inventory. Material comes to my premises right time. For example, on 27th of October, I need the material not in the morning, not in the afternoon, but at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So material must come to my premises not before 3 o'clock, exactly 5 minutes earlier than 3 o'clock. This is achieved only by a computerized system called MRP. Because if the material comes 2 days in earlier, 3 days earlier, it will lie in my inventory, get rusted, get damaged, and I don't know where to keep these. So MRP gives the information to the supplier right time when the material is required. The MRP process is composed of calculation of gross requirements of the, for example, in Mahindra, we have to manufacture 10 Xylo every day. So 10 is the gross requirement of all the components required for manufacturing Xylo. So there will be a bill of materials for making the complete Xylo. Then that bill of materials will be given as a data to the MRP. For example, one number of steering is required for one number of Xylo. So for 10 Xylos, 10 steerings will be required. That is the gross requirement for steerings. Like that, gross requirement for every component will be calculated. Then accumulated balances in the inventory. For example, for next 4 days, I need 4 steerings, but I have already 2 in the stock, so I will have to order only 2. Orders calculation is done according to this, that what is the requirement minus what is in the stock and minus what is on order already. Then it is the net requirement, that order will go, and this information is calculated continuously by the MRP. MRP is a computer-based information system designed to handle ordering and scheduling of dependent demand items. Xylo and the steering is dependent demand, such as raw materials. Which raw materials will be required then? Which components will be required and when? Which sub-assemblies will be required and when? This is decided by the MRP. What is MRP goal? As very rightly we have already discussed, is customer service level has to be very high. Materials availability also has to be very high, but at the same time, materials on hand or warehouse stocks must be minimum. Logistics cost must be minimum. Procurement cost, production cost, distribution cost must be minimum. This is achieved by MRP. High customer service level, high materials availability, but low inventory. A real inventory optimization, it is achieved by MRP. This is a beautiful thing. To achieve these goals, MRP has to maintain internal interface with sales. That is, what is the customer requirement in the coming days? What is the customer requirement in coming weeks? Then, purchasing. How many orders are there in the pipeline? How many orders have to come? And then, engineering. What is the design of the parts? Then production planning and shop floor control. What are their requirements? And then MRP has to keep external interface with customers. What is the requirement of the customer and what is the problem of the supplier? How many parts are there? How many are coming? How many on order? So MRP takes the information from all these people and then decides when, how much quantity has to be ordered so that it will come right at the time and not one day or 1 minute earlier than that. Very, very, very good. The orders will be released in such a way that material will come exactly at the time when I need it so that it doesn't lie in the inventory. The best way to optimize the inventory. The best way to optimize the inventory. So, for that, five major steps are there. First, gross and net requirements across all production levels. For all internal and external attempts, what are the gross and net requirements for the coming months or coming days or coming weeks? Determine the economic lot size of internal orders to the shop floor, and you know how to calculate the economy lot size, and also for external orders, economic lot size, economic order size, differentiated specification of inventory strategies such as safety stocks, how much safety stock will be there, what is the reordering level, monitoring material availability and ensuring service level of saleable attempts exactly at the time of requirement, the material should come. How to operate this? Okay, talking is very simple, but how to do it? So look at this. I have calculated all the gross requirements. First week, 150. Second week, 0. Third week, 0. Fourth week, 120. Fifth week, 0. Sixth week, 150. Seventh week, 120. This is my gross requirement of the particular item. For example, Xylo. I gave an example of steering. I need so many steerings in week number 1. I need so many steerings in week number 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8. This is the gross requirement which has come because of my contact with the customer, because of my contact with the sale. They will need so many steerings in the coming weeks. So, what is the scheduled receipt which I have already ordered? What is my size, order size? It is always 230. How I have calculated it? By economic order quantity, EOQ. It is 230. One example I am giving. Projected on-hand inventory now is 37 only. it will become 117. Planned receipts, 230. Planned order release, here 230. What is the lead time? 2 weeks. That means the moment I put the order, I will get the steerings in 2 weeks' time. So if I have to get the steerings in 4th week, I have to order it in the 2nd week only. Look how this 117 has come. I have 37. I will get 230. So totally 267, and it will be 150 will be required for making the xylo in that week. So 37 plus 230 minus 150. So at the end of the week, I will have 117. Here also 117, because nothing is coming, nothing is going out. Then here also it is 117 because nothing is coming, nothing is going out. But here there is a requirement of 120. So how to make 120 out of 117? Not possible. So I have made the order 2 weeks earlier in such a way that 230 steerings will come in that week only, so that I definitely can make 120 steerings here, and then still I will have at the end a stock of 227. So this planned order release of 230, then after 2 weeks 230, then after 2 weeks 230, like that I keep on ordering the materials. Here also I will order 230. So 230 is my economic lot size, and my interval for two orders is 2 weeks. So here you see, this is a component called as LK056. It is actually a valve, though I was calling it as steering. Okay, this is the example of a valve. Order quantity is fixed as 230 and lead time is always 2 weeks. This is my gross requirement and this is my way of ordering. If the on-hand inventory becomes too much, then I will delay the orders. This is the way, one way of MRP. And I don't do it manually. It is done by computer. Computer only tells me how much to order. Computer only releases the order for every valve, for every steering, for every tire. The orders are released by MRP. So, what is the result? I get the tire at the same time when I require it. I get the bearing at the same time when I require it. Every attempt comes to me, not earlier, not later, but just in time. That is what this MRP is going to achieve. Requirements calculations, they determine warehouse requirements from the forecasts. 150, 120, I was telling. They are from the warehouse requirements from the forecast. Customer requirements from the sales forecast. Stock transfer requirements from MRP. With all this, I calculate the requirements of requirement calculations. They come from consumption based MRP. What is going to be consumption for next weeks? What is going to be the demand for the next weeks? Customer demand, consumption, customer demand. Reorder point method. So, the moment reorder point has been achieved, immediately the order has to be released. That also can be the way of ordering. Reorder point method. Because sometimes the reorder point comes after a long time, because there is no consumption at all. There is no requirement at all. So we always stick to that reorder point and not regular ordering after 2 weeks. This is also one policy. Then forecast based MRP. What is the forecast? How we have forecast? Means of the actual data of last month, or as a result of discussion with customer, as a result of discussion with the sales force, as a result of discussion with the experts. All these methods are there, and that forecast is given as calculating for gross requirements. Then time phased MRP. So a fixed time, one order is given, So that is also one way of MRP. Consumption based MRP, I will explain in more detail. It considers only the materials consumption, sales orders, planned independent requirements, reservations. So this requirement calculations are done on the basis of consumption. Requirement calculations are done on demand. It requires pre-planning of the form of planned independent requirements of already existing sale orders or reservations. Then reorder point method, the moment this method enables us to check whether the stock available for MRP falls below the reorder level determined for the material. So the moment reorder level is achieved, the order is sent, not before that. Then forecast based MRP, the future requirements can be estimated by means of forecast on the basis of consumption values. Then time phased MRP, it is carried out only at the predetermined time and intervals. That means orders are released at predetermined time. Independent requirement, requirement of the product. For example, how many Zylos will be required? How many Scorpios will be required? How many fuel injection pumps will be required? How many transformers will be required? How many electric motors will be required? And that is the requirement of the product. And that is the independent requirement. Saleable assemblies, spare parts in the form of production program, roughly adapted to the capacity. It is impacted by the factors like consumer behavior. Customer doesn't want the material now because the season is not there. Customer doesn't want because he doesn't have money or he wants to try some other competitor. So his behavior is really impacting our forecast. Then seasonal variations are there, economic trend is there, you know, there is some economic problem and recession is there. So customer will say, no, not now, I don't want to order anything now, but I will order in the next month. Independent requirement, and that is the requirement calculation getting affected because of all this. And what is the dependent requirement? For example, one Zylo needs 4 tires. One Zylo needs 1 steering. So this is the dependent requirement which comes from independent requirement. Requirement of raw materials, requirement of individual parts, requirement of individual assemblies for creating independent requirements to the customer. So independent requirements are translated into dependent requirement as per the bill of materials. Tertiary requirement is requirement of auxiliary materials, operating supplies, cutting tools, etc. Additional requirement is additional requirement for scrap, wear, shrinkage based material. Gross requirement is dependent plus tertiary plus additional requirement, and that becomes the gross requirement. I will come again to the earlier slide. The independent requirement is the requirement of the product. Dependent requirement is the requirement to fulfill that independent requirement. Requirement of components, requirement of raw materials, requirement of assemblies and sub-assemblies for fulfilling that product. Plus, I have to do some tertiary requirement also, auxiliary materials, plus additional requirement for scrap. So, gross requirement is dependent plus tertiary plus additional requirements. These gross requirements appear in the chart which I have shown you earlier. And then the orders will be released as per our various policies. Net requirement is dependent requirement plus additional requirement minus stock on hand, minus on order, quantity on order, plus reservations and safety stock. That is the net requirement. Again, I will tell you, what is the net requirement? Is dependent requirement plus additional requirement. What is dependent requirement plus additional requirement? That is called as gross requirement. So, gross requirement minus stock on hand, minus on order quantity, plus safety stock and reservations. If it is positive, if this figure is positive, for example, plus 230, if this figure, then nothing to be done, no action, because we have everything net requirement available in our stock. And if it is negative, for example, the figure comes as minus 110, that much quantity I have to order. Very simple. MRP tells me what is to be ordered. And what is to be ordered is net requirement. Gross requirement minus stock minus on order quantity plus reservation and safety stock. If it is positive, no action. If it is negative, that much has to be ordered. Simple, and computer orders that much quantity so that it comes right at the time required by me. Look at this order cycle procedure number 1. What I do is, this is called as TQ policy. What is TQ? T means time. Look at this time. Every week, T is equal to 1 week. T is equal to 1 week. And what is Q? Q is a constant quantity. Look at this. Every week I order a constant quantity. Every week I order a constant quantity. Fixed order period, fixed order quantity. Keep on ordering. What is the way? Every week, constant quantity is ordered. Whether the stock is there or not, whether more stock is there or not, less, they are assuming that consumption is constant. So every week, a constant quantity is ordered. This is called as TQ policy procedure number 1. Very, very clearly, very simple, every week, standard quantity. That means purchasing order for 500 pieces or so, every week. Simple, no tension, no reorder quantity, nothing. Simple way, every week, a constant quantity is ordered. But this will give fluctuating inventory levels. So, this is the way which is called as procedure number 2. TS policy. What is T? T is a constant period. Look at this. 1.2, 2.2, 3.2, 4.2. That means every week there is a quantity where it is not constant quantity, it is variable quantity just to achieve a maximum level of 500. Here in this case, the S, this S is what? It is the variable quantity. That is the maximum level of 500. Maximum level of 500 is always achieved. In this case, order interval is fixed, but quantity is not fixed. What is the quantity? Depending on whatever is the stock, they will subtract it from the maximum quantity. That means the maximum quantity of 500 minus actual stock will be the order quantity. This is one way of ordering it. Earlier was every week, constant quantity. Here every week, not constant quantity, but the quantity required to achieve the maximum level. Policy. MRP policy. You can adopt any policy required by you. Ultimately, we have to optimize the inventory level. Then reorder point level. As you know, this is the reorder level of 300. What I do is, the moment reorder level is achieved, I order fixed quantity. I don't order till then. Earlier, I was ordering in the policy number 1, I was ordering every week 500 pieces, every week 300 pieces. In the policy number 2, I was ordering only to achieve the maximum quantity. But every week I was ordering. But here I don't bother like that. Here I will order a constant quantity only after the reorder level is achieved. For that, I do lot of perpetual inventory taking, lot of routine check. The moment I get the information from my computer that the reorder level is achieved, then and then only I put the order. Because I don't want to have any inventory, so I
order only after the reorder level is achieved. Reorder level is 300. Till I get the next material, this 300 will be consumed. Till that time, I will get the material. So, reorder level, it is called as SQ policy. What is SQ? Reorder level, and Q is a constant quantity. Small s is the reorder level method, and Q is constant quantity. Next is SS policy. Small s, big S. What is small s? I told you that I get it like that. See, this is the reorder level. This is the reorder level of 300. And then, the moment a reorder level is achieved, I put the order in such a way that I always have the maximum quantity of 500. What is my order quantity now? It is not constant. It is the actual stock, and 500 minus actual stock will be my order quantity. That means order quantity will be varying. The moment reorder point is achieved, I put the order. Policy. Various policies are there. What is the next policy? TSS policy. What is TSS policy? What is T? T is the time. So look at this. This is the reorder level, 300 pieces. The moment reorder level is achieved, a quantity is ordered. Then again, if the reorder level is achieved after a long time, then again it is ordered. But in order to get a maximum level of 500 level is never exceeded. This policy requires comparison of stock on hand with reorder point. It requires stock level monitoring at fixed intervals. The moment reorder point is achieved, order is put in such a way that the maximum quantity is achieved. That means maximum quantity minus the actual stock is the order. This is one policy. What is the next? Next is, this is the reorder level of 300. The moment the reorder level is achieved, a constant quantity is ordered. Here, it was not constant quantity, but it was the quantity to achieve the maximum level. But here, in TSQ policy, it is only the constant quantity is achieved only after the reorder level is achieved. Don't get confused. This is the way how to order, which in earlier chapter we have partially discussed. There are various policies of ordering. But what is the ultimate goal? We want to optimize our inventory, keep the inventory as low as possible, get the material not earlier, not later, no stockouts, but at the right time, just in time. To get this material just in time, MRP will help us. In MRP, there will be various policies how to order. In the first chart, we were getting a constant quantity after constant period. But everywhere that cannot happen. Some people will go by reorder level. Some people will go by the maximum quantity. Some people don't bother about reorder level. They don't bother about maximum quantity also. Various policies are there. But by following various policies, what actually we should achieve is the inventory optimization. These various policies will definitely give us very less money locked up in the inventory. The supply is at the right time, right quantity, so that we can fulfill our production target without any interruption. And we can fulfill the customer orders right in time. So our due date performance will be excellent. Our cost performance will be excellent. Our production efficiency will be excellent. And so, these various procedures which are adopted in MRP, which is a very beautiful computerized tool, will give us 100% success in inventory optimization, my friends. And so, ordering procedure summary I have given in this, what TQ policy will, what is TS policy, what is SQ policy, and all that. My friends,
This wonderful book of inventory optimization was developed by Professor Bobby Gokhale. And this beautiful book had 13 chapters. I have tried to explain to you every chapter in as detail as possible, in as simple language as possible. It's a very, very good and interesting subject. You please go in depth of this subject, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ask your questions. I will be very happy to answer your questions. So, all the best, my friends. Thank you.